systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jemble. Today is Friday, December 31st, 2001. My name is Matt. Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
My name is Danny. Woo! You scared the
Woo!
Cat.
Woo! Closing down another year. Nails in coffins. Looking forward to
now. How
new.
Are you going to say it? Because remember, it was like
2011. Don't even give a fuck. You're sitting in it with the jam hole in heaven. 2011. Boom. Done.
Is that how you're going to
no.
do every
okay. episode 442. Thank you all for joining us. Thejamhole.com/live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Fuck yeah. Give us a call if you got New Year's resolutions or anything cool. You just want to say, hey, how much you love the show for the last almost 3 years. February 18th, 2011 will be our third anniversary.
Wow.
3 years in a row being nominated for a podcast award. If that means anything to you.
That's pretty awesome.
Means more listeners to me.
Fucking A.
So.
It does.
Two podcasts, the Hot Box and the Jam Hole. Fucking Facebook groups and Twitter accounts and
fiancés.
Breakups and... me fucking like a champ on bathroom stalls and fuck yeah. It's been an amazing ride. It definitely wouldn't be what it is without all the listeners. You guys send us stories. You guys send us ideas. Thejamhole.com/forums.
Some
you hang out there with us.
Send us weed through the mail.
You send us weed through the mail.
In a dumb envelope.
I couldn't imagine my life without doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So.
It's pretty awesome.
And I'm glad you guys are here digging it with us. It's fucking New Year's. You guys should be out partying, but instead you've made the choice. And I'd like to tell you that you made the right choice. So happy New Year, guys. 2011's going to be epic, right? Right?
I hope so.
We're going to fix everything, right?
Yes. Yes.
No more problems.
No more.
2011.
Highway Zamboni.
2011 is the year of Johnson & Johnson.
Oh.
No more tears.
No more tears.
2011. No more tears.
And then 2012, total tears.
2012, I don't give a fuck. You can all die. This is also the last day at thejamhole.com/donate for all of that money to go into a fund for Sam. Of course, after today in 2011, at any time, if you want to donate to our late friend Ryan, his 2-year-old son Sam, just email me and I'll give you the address of how to do that. So. Thank you to everyone, sporkroast.com, Red Fox, and all his friends, a couple of my friends, me, Dana. Thank you guys for helping us get a little cash together.
Fuck yeah.
I would like to bring him $100, but we're like 20 short. So if any of you guys got like an extra 20 you can kick down, that'd be awesome. Just to be like, this is from the Jam Hole and friends. Here's $100. 80 will still be cool, but 100 would be better. So.
It'd be good.
What do you know about White Rush?
I don't know too much about it yet.
All right, check this shit out. I got a news story sent to us.
I've been checking it out for the last hour.
Got a news story sent to us the other day from Burger. This is all about synthetic speed being sold as bath salts, taking the place of synthetic marijuana, a.k.a. the spice. We all know, if you listen to the Hot Box, we've been dogging on K2 spice a lot because it's like, just fucking smoke real weed. Mm-hmm. This is hurting you, real pot's not. So now this comes out, and I remember reading a long time ago that the guys that are doing this have a list of chemical analogs, RCs, they're called research chemicals, like a mile long of different chemicals that mimic other chemicals, and they're just going right down the line, and as older ones get banned, they come up with new ones.
Yeah.
So the newest ones to hit the market now are called Ivory Soft, they're called White Rush, they're called Blue Ivory, that kind of stuff.
Ivory Wave.
Yeah. So, I went out today on a journey to try and find some of this Ivory Soft. This White Rush, if you will.
This synthetic,
These
awesome
concentrated
stuff.
Bath salts for novelty use only. Most local head shops have stopped selling herbal incense blends known as spice since the recent DEA ban, but now they're selling out of a potentially even more awesome, I mean dangerous, designer drug, a synthetic speed sold as bath salts. Marketed under the names like Ivory Coast, Ivory Soft, Cloud Nine, and White Lightning.
That's so awesome.
Most head shops are sold out of them. So I'm in town today and I go to one head shop. They don't carry it. They sell salvia. They sell this and that. They don't carry it. So I'm like, all right, cool. Go to the next one. They don't carry it either.
But
they know what I'm talking about. And they just happen to have. Let me see that.
It's open.
That's fine. Let me see it. Just let me see it.
You spill it, I'll kill you.
This, my friends, camera one. This is legal. It's called White Rush. And we're going to, well, she is going to try it out live on the show right now.
If I die.
Now, I want to tell you.
Somebody call an ambulance or something.
This is, I'm going to read the story so you all know what's up. And then I also have an Arrowid.org trip report about this.
He's going to read this while I'm fixing myself a line.
The bag says White Rush. There's a picture of a lovely looking angel here. Like it gives you wings, perhaps. Sure.
Mm.
Invigorating bath salt is how this is marketed.
It's not a bath salt.
This is an invigorating bath salt. Not for sale to minors, if you read the back. Not for human consumption. Ingredients. Various water softening agents. Natural minerals. And trace elements of amino acids.
That
all
is
in.
So not fucking
all
like
in. All in. Now, what this is called MDPV.
Thank you.
Okay. This is MDPV.
You
it's
want
a
me to
stimulant.
Start playing with it while you're...
Yeah, you do gonna, your thing.
Should
it's,
I angle the camera down so you guys can watch me do my thing?
If you'd like, sure. Do you guys want to watch her do that?
No, not really. Let's not.
Oh, and it's Amham says, by the way, tonight's drinking game. Every time Dana picks at her face, drink.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be fun once she gets a little.
Yeah, if I get high, you're gonna be wasted in like 10
okay.
minutes.
Okay, so I want to explain what this is. 3-4 methylene dioxyprovalerone. MDPV is an uncommon stimulant with a short history of human use. It is known for its tendency to cause compulsive redosing, and some users report sexual arousal as an effect.
Huh.
Interesting. Now, I see some experiences here, some trip reports, an adventure in euphoria and tachycardia, terrible stuff, cooking up my first trial, pretty versatile chemical, or paranoid delusions. So we're going to read you a little moment here. This is called Best Times and Worst Times. This is the MDPV, the White Rush.
I need
this
a curved fingernail, damn it. I
this
don't
kid,
have one to scoop it out.
You're an idiot. This kid gave us a trip report of exactly what you're doing.
Give me my key.
What are you trying to do?
Get it out of the bag.
Just dump it.
No.
Now, keep in mind, that bag is 250 milligrams, okay?
I know.
This trip report is from a 180-pound person, and he did 125 milligrams, 2 hours, 15 minutes. After that, he did 75. Then after that, he did 75. And then after that, he did 50. And I'll tell you what, he fucking regretted it. Okay?
Okay.
He completely... I just need you to know what you're getting into here. He completely... look how smiley you are.
I'm
Look
playing
at you.
With
you're
it. It's
like
a white substance.
You're like, hell yeah.
Dude, okay.
So,
this,
do you want to hear...
Well, this is almost like my drug of choice. My drug of choice
almost.
Is cocaine.
This is an analog of your drug of choice. I'm going to read you the news story first, because I'd like to have a little fear-mongering here, and then we'll read the trip report. Okay?
Read me the news story as I'm doing.
Okay. Most local head shops have stopped selling the spice DEA ban. Right. This is not banned yet. Aside from trails, most Valley head shops carry these bath salts, but employees at several local smoke shops, including It's All Goods and Nana Smoke Shop here in Phoenix. This is Arizona. They sold this. It's basically they can't keep it on their fucking shelves. People are all about this shit. They say they're currently sold out. Their stock of bath salts flew off shelves after the recent spice ban. Like, oh, I can't get fake pot, so I better go buy all your fake meth.
That's totally, like, too opposite. Amazing.
I know.
Fucking,
like, it has nothing really? To... Yeah. They say their stock of bath salts flew off shelves after the recent spice ban, and they also report an increase in sales of salvia. Hmm. Interesting. These bath salts contain a disclaimer that they're not for consumption and are sold only as a novelty, but people are reportedly smoking, snorting, and even injecting them for the reputed effects.
I just licked my finger, by the way.
Probably
like
doesn't
crap.
Taste very good. Should I try to inject some?
No.
Do I have any needles here?
I would say no.
No?
Would say no.
One of us does have to not be on this. Just in case the other just goes fucking nuts.
Right, I gotta, and then we're like, we have to do all of it.
I gotta pilot this beastie. So, we stopped at Six Valley Head Shops and called for others looking for the bath salts. Me, I just went to two. My second one, no probs. Only one, DJ Smoke Shop in Mesa. If you're in Arizona, get some. Had any left on the shelves. We asked them to hold a bag for us, and when we got there, the clerk told us 5 minutes after we'd called, a man came in and bought all the rest. 7 250-milligram bags, totaling $240 almost.
Oh my god!
The bag he bought was $30, $29.95. When the clerk handed it to us, she gave us a serious look and said, "Be very careful with this."
I'm putting some back in
seriously,
the bag.
Seriously, do not do what that trip report did. That guy did
no,
way
I'm
too
not,
much.
Dude, not at all.
Please, okay. The chemicals in bath salts like Ivory Coast and Cloud Nine are called mephedrone and methylene dioxyproverolone. That's MDPV. That's what's in this one. There has been no formal research into the effects of these synthetic compounds on humans, except what the jam hole is about to do right now. But it's been suggested they are more potent than cocaine and Ritalin. The high reportedly lasts anywhere from 4 to 5 hours to 4 to 5 days. And is allegedly similar to a high from meth and or cocaine. Here's the good stuff. At least 84 people have reportedly been hospitalized in Louisiana after ingesting bath salts. Head of Louisiana Poison Control told the AP that poison centers around the country have received 160 calls about mephedrone and MDPV. You down with MDPV? Yeah,
you know me.
90% of the guys in the U.S. Oh, wait, that's HPV. Never mind. We're gonna get high on HPV. Hell yeah!
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. So,
all right,
hold please.
Poison control centers in Kentucky, Florida, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and pretty soon Montana have all received calls within the last week. Get it, girl? Oh, how does that taste? How much did you do? How many milligrams was that there,
I don't
scientist?
Know, I can't weigh it.
Scientist. Is that good? All right.
Oh, God.
Is that yummy? Tell us, what's it like? Yeah?
Well,
is it good? Do I want to try some of that?
It's like semen. Like, no, it's like if
you
it's
heard it here
a load
first.
In your nose.
White rush in your nose. White rush. Do I need to do it too?
It's kind of salty and it doesn't burn like...
Beer Bear
like
says.
Real blow does.
Beer Bear says she's gonna break Matt's little ass tonight.
It doesn't.
Okay, here. Let me tell you. The reported ill side effects include paranoia, hallucinations, insomnia, vomiting, cold sweats, and cravings for more. You're gonna really want more in a bit, and you cannot redose because, as we'll learn here in a minute, redosing this stuff is bad news. Sounds like a bad trip. Alice C. Bronstein, acting director of toxico surveillance for the American Association of Poison Control Centers, said in a news release that bath salts containing... Good, girl. Good. Are you okay?
I'm good. It just tastes...
Yeah? Is it good?
It's not as... Okay.
Are you wired?
No, not yet.
Are you wired.com?
No, it just... I'm waiting
for
Wired
it
to stop dripping in the back of my throat.
Mm.
Now, you know how when you do an actual line of coke
and
you go
on.
Numb and stuff? I'm not numb at all. And
right, because there's no laxative.
Right.
Have any of our listeners ever done this? Call us, 406-204-4687.
Look at Burger. He's like, love that drip. He's drooling at the mouth right now.
I'm kind of drooling right now. I don't even like those drugs.
Dude, this is... Okay, you're the whole downer. I'm the whole upper. That's
I know.
Like,
I can't be
this
more...
That's why we
up.
Love each other.
Mm-hmm. So they said that methadrone and MDPV are an emerging health threat that needs to be taken serious. The Banner Good Samaritan Poison and Drug Information Center in Phoenix reports receiving two calls related to local cases, one involving bath salts and a call in December for methadrone abuse. Two fatalities in Sweden, two in the UK, have been linked to methadrone. In the US, ingestion of bath salts have been suspected in deaths in Kansas and Missouri. Now, would you ever know that ingestion of bath salts, like, well, not real bath salts, fake bath salts that are drugs.
Am I going to die?
I hope not. It's a body I don't want to deal with right now. So, trip report. This guy did 125 milligrams. That's half a bag of White Rush.
Okay.
It's sold in 250 milligram bags. We thought it would be best to split one. After about 3 to 5 minutes, I could begin to feel the chemical. I suddenly had the urge to walk somewhere. I couldn't stand still. Then for the next 15 minutes was the coming up phase of the chemical, and I could literally feel every minute becoming happier and having more energy.
I can't tell yet.
So far, so good?
I can just feel it in my fucking throat and shit.
Beer Bear says, no, officer, that's not meth. It's my bath salts. Makes my skin silky smooth. Yeah, and MJW says, I'm too much of a goody-goody to do any of that shit. And I have epilepsy, so I was highly recommended not to.
Oh, yeah. God,
if
yeah.
you have epilepsy
not
or
good.
Seizures or heart problems, I would steer
Stay
far away.
Away from stimulants.
Yeah, no good.
Totally.
So, half hour later, I was already at the plateau. However, it was not going anywhere anytime soon.
Whoa, where it touched my lip?
Got
when
it.
When I breathe in?
Huh?
It's really cold.
Nice.
It's really, really... That's weird.
Yeah, I really should put that in a spoon and inject it.
No.
Nah.
It's really, really cold, dude. That's really weird. That's bugging me.
However, this was not going anywhere anytime soon. Snorting this much gave me a very similar feeling of ecstasy. My mind was going at 100 miles an hour. I was very easily distracted by even the smallest things. Hey, what's that?
Dude.
I could not stop talking. Textures felt great, and I felt as if I was the happiest person in the entire world. These feelings were all going to last for some time. An hour and a half later, the feelings of ecstasy had started to wear off. I felt still as if I was coming off of a line of coke. At this point, we wanted more ecstasy feelings, so we did 75 milligrams more. Just went to the bar 15 minutes after that, feeling very social, very happy, rubbing everything in sight. Everyone is about on the same page, which makes all of us having conversations virtually impossible.
Oh, wow.
10 o'clock. This is 3 hours later. This is about the time when everything goes south.
So I can expect about 3 hours later.
Yeah, you're going to not be a very happy camper.
All right, cool.
little did I know at this point that the more I redose on MDPV, it exponentially adds to how long it's going to last. Meaning you will not be going to sleep anytime soon the more you do. You won't get that feeling back, but it has legs that are going to keep you up all fucking night.
However,
at about this time, I went from being the happiest person in the world to somewhat of a zombie. I was not nearly as happy as I was earlier in the day or even a few hours prior. The want to talk to everyone around me had completely disappeared. In fact, I didn't want to talk to anyone besides my friends
completely
at the table.
Completely introverted.
It completely. Being the naive person I am, I thought, hey, fuck it, let's do more. Unfortunately, it does not work that way. You cannot do more to become happy again.
Oh.
45 minutes later.
Like blow.
Because of our sudden...
Blow totally works that way.
Exactly.
You're like, yay!
Because of our sudden decrease in mood, my buddy that had did a line with me the first time and I go out to his car for the third line of the day. Another 75 milligrams.
Wow.
This guy weighs 180 pounds and he's snorting it insufflated, so just keep that in mind. They went, they did more. I knew when it came to 10:50 p.m. or 11, I wasn't any happier that I should not have done that third line.
So Berger says you need to do it all at first. That's exactly what I thought when I first heard that.
Pretty sure that's exactly what she needs to do.
Burger, you and I think a lot alike. We should hang out.
I should not have done that third line. Half hour later, I'm almost completely zombied out. My speech is monotone, I have no interest in talking with anyone, and I'm staring off into space. This is when we decide to leave the bar and head home. Half hour later, after all the complaining I'm doing because the last line didn't do anything for me, another friend offers me more. 50 milligrams.
Okay, here's
so
some
again,
more.
Looking now for my bad mood to go away, I take it. Half hour later, I'm staring off into nothingness. It is now impossible to hold a conversation with anyone. I was giving one-word answers to questions. My head felt completely scrambled, and I could not generate a complete sentence in my head.
Hey,
if I tried to, it came out making no sense.
Now, where it was the cold,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I was saying I
breathed it warm
in,
now?
It was cold. No.
Icy hot?
It's like tingly.
You have cancer.
No, it's like it's almost like a Coke nummy.
Really?
Almost. Almost.
That's
it's
weird.
It's not numb, but it's tingly.
Hmm.
You know how, like, it's still kind of cold, though, when I breathe in. Yeah, it's
How was the taste, the drip? Was it pretty gnarly?
It's like, it's really mild. Okay, you know when you
Did
get
it burn?
Some blow that, no. You know when you get some blow that's cut and you could, like, if it's cut with baby laxative or if it's cut with meth or whatever, it usually has, like, a diesel-y taste or something like that. No, this didn't taste like that. It tasted like salt, I guess because it's supposed to be bath salt, but it tasted kind of like
Wait, so it
salt.
Actually tasted like bath salt?
It tastes like kind of like semen. Dude, that's kind of what I meant, you know, like salty.
Hmm.
Salty.
Yeah, you get that vapor from that,
yeah.
Coke. That's what that is. It's a wicked vapor from
yeah,
whatever
you know, you're not getting,
solvent.
I don't have that weird, nasty aftertaste thing going on, but I still have like a weird taste in my mouth. I can't really explain it, so.
So this is 12:15 a.m., staring into nothingness, impossible, whole conversation, head scrambled, right? This is your brain on MDPV. Any questions? 2 a.m. So this is 2 hours later. I felt like I was so coked out that I could do nothing besides sit back in a recliner and stare. My pupils were huge, and I couldn't close my eyes for the life of me. I wanted to go to bed really bad, but at this point, it was impossible. 2 hours later, this is 4:30 a.m. now, realized I had been messed up for 12 hours on this stuff. 6 a.m., sun was starting to come up, and I had no choice but to watch it. Still wide awake, and now pissed off because all I wanted was bed. 4 p.m. So we went from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Well, he was doing a lot, dude.
It wasn't until this time that even as hard as it was for me to close my eyes that I could actually keep myself asleep for a half hour. After the nap, I wake up and still feel jittery and very, very tired, but I could make sense of what I was trying to say a lot easier.
Now, let's just go ahead and, like, preface this with, I've done a lot of blow in my time.
Right, right.
So,
we are not amateurs, if
you
will.
I'm a professional.
Right.
All right. So if this does absolutely nothing to me, I won't be surprised.
Right. Right. He woke
just
up.
Making my lip cold.
He woke up and realized this stuff had messed me up for 24 hours. 10 p.m. that night, I actually finally fell asleep. Final notes? This was done November 10th, 2010,
okay.
By the way.
All right.
I believe MDPV would be very fun to use in controlled amounts. My first line was an absolute blast. The best. However, it should have been there that I stopped. I found that my body seemed to have a very...
I will take that advice
the
into
worst.
Consideration in like an hour.
Doing more? The worst. seemed to have a very quick tolerance, and that is what caused me to fiend. It gives you a quick tolerance. Each time I redosed on the chemical, it had a less effect. Also, the more I did, the longer it lasted. It seemed to be very similar to ecstasy in higher doses.
That's what I'm
and
scared
to
of.
Coke on smaller doses.
Okay.
Very fun chemical, however, and as much as you think you want to, do not redose in the same night.
Okay. See, that's
the
one
end.
Of the things I'm scared of because I hated ecstasy.
Really?
I did not.
Oh, man.
Maybe I got some bunk shit.
I love that
But
shit.
All it made me do Ugh, was sweat dude. My brains out and hear shit for like 15 hours. Okay? And it sucked. I was by myself, so that kind
of
sucked.
So here's a little report of a guy that injected it, I found.
Oh, okay. We haven't heard one of these yet.
No, searching. I was going to give you one, but then I was like, I don't know. I have no scale to weigh it out. He's a 150-pound kid. This was posted August 31st, 2010. So, 10:20. Took the syringe out of my arm after injecting. I feel a little dizzy and sick. 10:21, dead. The end.
Done.
Done, right?
Sorry.
10:21, 1 minute later, feelings of dizziness and sickness continue. I would like to lie down, but instead head to the bathroom to wash the injection site. While doing this, the dizziness and sickness fade away. By the time I finish washing the site, there are some definite feelings of alertness and lots more energy. Vision also blurs slightly, but there's no sign of pupil dilation. 4 minutes later, I tied away syringes and everything in my room. There are still feelings of alertness and energy, but they have not increased any. I decide I may as well get my teeth brushed. I accidentally spend nearly a whole 10 minutes brushing them, making sure I brush them very well. This is definitely an effect of the drug. Nice.
I did that on blow and like noticed. That's when I noticed my teeth were eroding at the gum line. And
that's
I started
funny.
Freaking out because I was so high and I kept trying to like scrub it off. I'm like, oh my God, I got to fix my teeth. And yeah, it was bad.
I also decided to get other little grooming duties done, such as cutting nails. Nice.
Uh-huh.
10:40.
Like that sounds like a Ritalin.
This is 15 minutes after. I find myself thoroughly dusting and hoovering my room. A
nice.
Job I'd been putting off for a while. This drug has given me the energy and motivation to do this and do it very well. Just doing it and doing it well. Yeah. I also clean the dishes and tidy any other little things that need doing. Crackhead? Feelings of alertness and energy are still the same. Music also sounds better, and I like dancing and singing along, but there's only slight elevation in mood and definitely no euphoria. An hour, that was 10:40. This is 11:20. Feeling still the same. My father returns home early as he does not have work today and stayed in a hotel last night as they had a meeting. I felt compelled to talk lots to him, but I don't want to raise any suspicions. 1:25, a few hours later, effects stayed the same, but have begun to fade. Ability to focus was good, as was the energy and motivation, but there's no euphoria. The usual stimulant effect of cold hands and no diet were there, but I experienced no jaw clenching or grinding. In conclusion, I found the effects very mild and not an ideal drug for recreational use.
Huh.
It showed great potential as a drug to be used for doing jobs and work that needs to be done. The lack of euphoria and the mild effects could simply be from the size of the dose, but as I mentioned, I have no scales and would rather start small. Smart kid.
That's what I did.
You can always do more. You can't ever do less.
Yes. I started small.
We'll see how that goes. I will up the dosage slightly next time, and hopefully there will be some more exciting effects. It's also worth noting that there was a slight urge to redose at times, but I restrained and did not do so.
Good job, sir.
Fucking A,
good
dude.
Job, sir.
Because everyone's like, God, I redosed all night. I said,
well,
just
like,
a little bit more. Hey, just a little bit more.
Well,
hey,
like, you remember
just a little bit more?
When we had some... allegedly, we had some blow
sure.
a while ago.
I had some blow last night.
You were really worried that I was going to go overboard with it, but I did not.
I did some.
Yeah, you did. You went fuck.
This guy right here.
Went ape shit with it. I'm like, dude, all right,
fucking
we should stop so we can go to bed. No,
I just want one more, dude.
A couple more hits.
Dude, one more.
I'm like, dude, seriously? Oh, God. And like, I'm. The blowhead over here.
Your
dude.
Pupils look a little dilated now.
Are they?
A little bit.
Can you see?
A little bit. How you feel? Time to redose.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to? She's coming over here like trying to suck my dick for more. I'm like, I don't have any more, but suck. I swear it's in the cock. Find
oh,
it.
Oh yeah.
Find
serious.
It.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought that'd be kind of fun. You guys can watch a little experiment here of a news story that we had.
I still taste it, and it's like this
nasty.
Well, it's not nasty. It's definitely better tasting than blow. So in that respect,
there's also less gasoline in there than blow.
It's easy to snort. It's got a weird aftertaste.
Beer Bear says, Danny wants to play more music again.
No.
Can I get this rave popping?
Oh,
something
man.
Proper, right?
No, I'm pretty good. No, I don't have, I'm not like speedy or anything.
How much would you say you did?
Anywhere in between.
I don't know, and I have no clue.
Milligrams? I don't know. I did like a small. You know how, okay. When I do a line of blow,
please,
a line of blow
we're
for me,
the
it's
new
probably
year
like, you know, when you're testing it out, when you're doing your first line of blow, you do like what, like maybe an inch long, right? A little bit more, maybe. I did like half of that. So I did
okay.
a line probably like, I don't know, this big, small, a small little guy. So I don't know. We'll see how that works out. It's making my mouth feel funny, but that's about it so far. And I guess my pupils are dilated.
A little bit.
But I can't see my pupils. So I'll rely on you for that. I don't know. I don't know yet. Maybe you should do it. Maybe it'll have a better effect on you.
Me? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't do uppers, you know. You don't.
I don't really care for them. I honestly don't. I have a hard time getting my brain to shut the fuck up as is.
Oh, dude, I love it. Like,
without
when I
uppers
in
there going, you spin my head right round, right. Shut up!
Dude, I loved it. When I used to get Ritalin and stuff, or when I would get blow and things, I would sit down and just write shit, or like I would come up with amazing paintings, or sketch some awesome shit, or like paint on a wall and make murals. And dude, I did all this awesome shit because it brought out the creative side of me. The creative side of you is already out there.
Pretty much.
And you give it a stimulant.
I would rather, if it was Ritalin, I would do Ritalin just because I know how pure that is.
Right.
I know it's pharmaceutical grade. This stuff, I don't know. I don't know what purity.
Right.
The ingredients list.
It's like getting ecstasy.
The ingredients list was not very reassuring.
Right. It's okay, versus, you know.
Except that with ecstasy, you could go to dancesafe.org and fucking see what your pill was. Is that site still around? Do you guys remember dancesafe.org?
Well, you can see what the pill was, but it depends if your guy fucking stamped it with something else and he put something else in it. You know, you could totally be tricked, okay? You know, if they put a Superman symbol on it and they cooked it in their bathtub and it's really some other kind of shit that's a total knockoff, but it looks like a Superman, then you look it up and it's going to give you the details of a Superman and you're not taking a Superman.
Well, then fucking A.
Okay, so, like, pharmaceuticals, that's the reason why I always went with them, or you went with them, because I know...
Plus, risk is half the fun. Am I going to die? I don't know. It's like Russian roulette. Fuck yeah.
The only thing that I've really done that I didn't know how much was in it was blow. Pretty much. Blow and ecstasy, I guess. That's it. Everything else, I knew how much the dosage was. I knew how much I had ingested. I knew, you know, how long it would take to get out of my system, blah, blah, blah.
Do you hear fireworks?
Yeah.
People go crazy with fireworks here on the New Year.
I was walking out of I was walking out of my uncle's apartment complex to leave to come here, and somebody set one off, like,
nice.
Like a car
under
length away from me, and
like,
it freaked
boom.
Me the fuck out. I almost busted my ass on the ice sidewalk. I almost died.
It's Amham says, tonight may be the first night Dana will yell, absolutely, when Matt asks, is there anything else you want to add?
Hey, I have said...
Absolutely!
I have said, hey, what about?
Yeah.
And things like that. Just,
All right, well, yeah. let's move on while that wrecks your fucking system.
My fingers are cold.
There you go.
So...
Enjoy that. Is that worth $30? I'm cold.
Let me do the whole bag and I'll tell you. No, I'm kidding.
See you later. So, I have...
To drive around all night.
Later. I have to share with you, for the new year, this is from Gawker, the best... Fake rumors of 2010. This is kind of cool. The best things that did not happen in 2010. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Kim Kardashian did not have Kanye West's baby. Was that a rumor?
I have no idea.
That's pretty awesome. On the heels of Kanye confirming that a cell phone picture of his giant penis was real, a rumor emerged that his giant penis put a baby inside Kim Kardashian's much-obsessed over womb. It wasn't true, but it would have been a thing to behold. The most entitled baby in the world. Could you imagine Kanye and her?
Could you imagine being that child?
Oh my god. It would have twins, and the twin would come in and be like, hey, I know this is a good birth and all, but I just gotta say, my birth was way better.
Way better.
Way better.
Way better.
Jesus, what? I hate him. I hate his music. It's not even good.
I'm sorry.
Next one, Justin Bieber did not have sex with Kim Kardashian. What? She tried to set him up with her sister, she did a wet t-shirt photo shoot with him, and she may have cast erotic spells on him. Is Kim Kardashian a witch?
Maybe.
Whoa.
I have no idea.
Dude. Someone needs to burn that right now. You cannot let the witch live in 2011. She will bring... this world down.
I thought we were past burning witches and everything.
No, not this one.
No?
We're not done burning witches until we've burned this one.
Oh, okay. Maybe she's like the queen witch and all of them will die once
so,
you burn her.
She had sex with him, but only in his dreams. next one. He, Justin Bieber, just in case you didn't know, he does not have syphilis. Girls, breathe easy. He does not have syphilis. This well-timed rumor emerged shortly after the Kim Kardashian rumor. It was a prank. He got syphilis from her. Next one. Obama does not have a sex tape. Did you know that?
I didn't even know there was a rumor about him having a sex tape.
I know.
Dude.
I think these are all made up. Gawker, you're bullshitting me. and if he does, it definitely does not depict him with a mistress. And just like that, one quickie article and retraction later, the National Enquirer squandered all the goodwill it earned during L'Affair John Edwards.
I'm starting to get a headache.
Uh-oh, really?
Like right here. Yeah. You know when you snort something?
Yeah, that's no good.
And you get that headache right there?
That's definitely no good. Don't do any more of that.
I'm not going to. I'm going to wait and see if anything
happens. Down the toilet.
But...
yeah.
I mean, I've got a little...
I'm glad...
It's a really small faint, but I can feel a headache.
I'm glad I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, that's really cool that you just got it handed to you.
Beer Bear says headache equals aneurysm. I'll send you the rest.
If blood starts coming out of my ears, will you guys let me know?
I'll send you the rest, Burger, if you send me the real one.
Yeah, just please.
I'll totally straight across.
Right there.
It's all yours. I'll go get you more bags.
Seriously.
All day.
Give me your real one.
Just kidding. Seriously, though. TheJamma.com/PLBox. next one. Lindsay Lohan does not have HIV. That one's a lie. Yes, she does. Totally kidding. Nor did Michael Lohan tweet that she did. The whole affair was an elaborate prank created when a kamikaze gossip. Does anyone even care about these? I totally don't care about these.
Are any of them
I thought
anything
this was
we've
fun.
Ever heard of?
I apologize. This was absolutely not fun. Did you hear people who did not die with the rumor's rationale in parentheses? Mel Gibson, Aaron Carter, Aretha Franklin, and Bill Cosby? Did you know nobody knows if David Patterson is a cocaine-addicted swinger? The coke-fueled governor's mansion orgy rumor emerged to fill a vacuum in the Patterson rumor mill. Everyone in New York Times was sitting on a bombshell about him, but it turned out to be a sprawling domestic violence case. Who gives a fuck? And what about all those naked Miley Cyrus pictures? Oh, we just put that in there because we're Gawker and we wanted the search hits. Thank you, scumbags. Yay. Fuck. So. Meanwhile, the search, the Lady Gaga penis, the holy grail of pop culture. Is that our holy grail? I'm going to kill myself. The end. Unbelievable. So. Do you know who Arthur Sydal is?
Not a clue.
Okay, well, this gentleman, he liked to have some weird sex fantasies with his wife. They like to play them out. For example, he would often put a gun to his wife's head during fantasy sex play. Is that how we get down? Do I pull out the 9mm and just, like, fucking suck
no,
this car?
It's more or less like...
just choking the shit out of you?
Choking and saying things like, you want me to wreck that pussy? How hard do you want me to fuck you?
Fuck yeah. Who wrecked that? Fuck yeah, dude. That's how it goes.
What was it, the night before last? We had a...
wasn't last night, because that pussy was still wrecked.
Yeah, so it was the night before last, and we had some pretty epic sex.
It was pretty wicked.
It was a pretty sweet
I think I
session.
Pulled a muscle.
I think I almost broke the window.
Whoa. I think so, too.
I was pretty pushed against it.
So. Like, face, like, just...
yep.
Smudged
totally
up.
Doggy style, but, fuck like, yeah. Hand, you know, palms on the window, and, yeah.
So.
Sitting up, doggy, right.
He said he didn't know the gun was loaded. Famous last words, right? Or no, famous after the fact words. I didn't know it was loaded, I swear. When he pressed it to his wife's head and pulled the handgun slide back during sex on the night of December 21st. Now, this guy's 23. He's facing the possibility of a murder charge in Canadian County, Oklahoma, in the death of his wife, 50-year-old Rebecca Sadil. Now, is that weird? He's 23. His wife was 50. He killed her with a gun.
Insurance.
It went off. It just... Could you imagine
life insurance.
If he didn't know and was, like, into it and did that and it actually went off...
So he's 20-something.
Do you just
She's
come?
She's 50-something.
She's 50. He's 23.
Dude, my parents are 50-something, and I'm 24. So
you're not listening.
That's not right.
His wife is 50. He is 23.
Right.
Okay.
So right. She could almost
so that'd
be
like
his
you fuck-
mom.
Right, okay, thank you.
That's what
Got
I was
it.
Trying to say.
Got it. Are you high? Whoa. Personal jinx.
Oh,
booyah. Man. Yeah, that's the good stuff, yeah. Bergs. Fuck. So, according to a probable cause affidavit, he said the shooting was accidental. He called 911. Well, thanks. Investigators decided to arrest and jail him on suspicion of first-degree murder out of an abundance of caution. However, as of Tuesday, formal charges had not been filed. He declined to comment, of course. Yeah, so that's so crazy. I couldn't imagine, like... If me and you got down like that, and then one day, like, we got down like that, and just, boom. Like, most complete look of shock
like,
ever.
Like, going to totally roleplay and think the gun's loaded, and
Wicked.
Then pull the trigger, and then just brains. That would... It's making me do the mouth thing. Like, with blow.
What? Is it? Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Makes me do that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's making me want to, like, suck on my lip.
Really? Yeah. I got a lip for you. Do you want to call this quits?
That's a bit bigger than a lip, but...
God damn right it is. The biggest lip.
But you know what I mean? It makes you want to move your jaw, like, side to side or move your tongue around or your...
Okay.
It makes you want to move your fucking mouth. Blah.
Could you see how that would be way more intense if you would have done more, maybe, or...
Yeah.
Does it make you want to do more right now?
No.
Really?
Are you fighting it?
Are you fighting the redose?
No.
I heard people like had a hard time with that and they had to keep doing more. And then the next day they just regret the fuck out of it.
Like, I can... Okay, let me just explain to you how I feel right now, how it differs
from
the beginning.
Break it down.
Give you my little...
I'll be over here.
...trip. Whatever. So, first thing... I noticed was, you know, the way it fucking tasted and all that crap. And then wherever it touched on my mouth, it got cold. And then my fingertips got cold. And then I got a weird little headache, which I still kind of have. But I don't have the uppity feeling.
Like
that
one guy
explaining.
Was like, I have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't just sit here.
Like,
are you cool just sitting there?
Yeah, I'm totally cool.
But I'm
like that on blow, too. So... You know, I can blow lines all night and
you can
just
blow me
totally chill on the couch and watch
night.
A movie and just be high.
While I'm chilling watching a movie.
So.
Being high.
Like I said, I am a professional cokehead.
Blower?
Okay. So.
I am a professional cock blower.
No, but, you know, I don't want to get up and run around all over the place.
You want to race? I'll race you. I'll race you to the cat.
Apple. No. It's making me do the weird thing with my mouth, though. Like when you do a bunch of blow and you need to move your mouth.
Berger says you need to do more, and I would like you to do more, but because of what I read about it, I don't want you to do more. Like, you know what it's going to be like, and you're going to be up all night.
I feel good. I feel good. Like,
I feel
a little high. Like,
I knew that I would.
But it's more mellow than that was described as.
Right. Well, that guy did half of the bag, dude. Did you do half of your bag?
No.
No, you did not.
Nay, I did not. And if I can trade Burger for his Ritalin, I don't want to do anymore. Because I want his
Amazing.
Ritalin instead.
That a girl. That a girl.
Actually, so. I'm starting to get kind of high, so we'll just wait.
Well, it
and
said
see
it took
if,
about half hour.
My fingers are really cold. And... Check out my pupils. Are they fucking big yet?
Yeah, they're pretty dilated.
Look in the camera. Hey. Hey, guys in the chat. How are my pupils?
How are my pupils? Huh?
Are they cool?
And the guys in the chat, they're saying no more blow me jokes. For 2011, we're going to rise above the blow me jokes when you talk about blow.
You're totally way too attached to your penis to ever give up
the blow jokes. What does that have to do with the blow me joke?
Because it involves your penis.
Well, it could involve my mouth. Just a penis in general. It doesn't have to.
It always involves your penis and my mouth.
Apparently, that's not behavior for a husband and wife type. Do we have to mature now? No more blow me jokes?
Well, we are in the mature category.
That's true. So maybe a divorce is in order. Divorce
court.
We're
not even married yet. What the fuck?
It's what I look
no
for.
Divorce yet.
It's my New Year's resolution to get married and then get divorced shortly thereafter.
No, nay.
But have a wicked, awesome honeymoon.
Okay, we got to have an awesome jam hole party for the wedding and
right.
then have an
then,
awesome jam hole party for the divorce.
Okay. So
right, live shows on each, done and done.
This is pretty cool. Speaking of fucking abundance of drug use, Montgomery County elementary school teacher has to get high fucking all day. Was charged with possession of what drug do you think he's doing?
Cocaine.
Nope.
Marijuana.
Nope.
Meth.
Nope. She
Oxycontin.
Sucked. Nope.
Damn
done.
It, I don't know.
Heroin after a traffic stop. She
I don't go that high.
She
Sorry.
25 years old, special ed teacher.
Nice.
Fucking loaded.
Nice.
Locked and
How do you
loaded.
Think you deal with that? Of
on
course.
Heroin, dude. On,
Duh.
On the horse, of
Hang
course.
On, I gotta go teach my class. Let me set myself up real
I have
quick.
To go do my lesson plan if you know what I mean.
I'm gonna teach them how to eat paste right.
When I do less than planned, that's
She's probably
my lesson.
One of the people that started those retard fights. Yeah.
Whoa, I bet she did. Like, do you know what would be awesome right now? Some heroin. And if you guys could all just start fighting.
Like, hey, he said your forehead's bigger than his.
Absolutely.
And just, boom.
Wrecking
oh,
shit. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Well, how would you do it,
Woodland
dude?
Elementary School. She's been placed
if
on
I, if
administrative
I were doing,
leave.
If I okay, I did teach
Pending.
High school. I taught, you know, art class or whatever. So.
This is elementary, so that's what? Under fifth grade, right?
Yeah, elementary school is fifth
first
grade.
First through eighth? First through fifth?
Preschool, kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Elementary
Thank you.
School.
Thank you.
You cool,
Andy
now?
Rooney.
Okay.
So.
But I taught for a year up here in high school.
It's what you keep saying.
And high school kids are assholes, and it was kind of cool because I was younger and they were like, oh, you know, you do drugs and zone out and play with Clay back here and just let us do what we want. You're cool. And I didn't care if they smoked pot in my kiln room, which was cool. But if they were all special ed students,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I could
Does
handle
anyone
it without
matter?
Being high.
Does anyone notice?
No one noticed when I was high. And
she
I
got popped
class, so.
Because she got pulled over doing 40 in a 30.
Oh, wow. See, I would just go in and write shit on the board and be like, do that. And I put my headphones on.
She
and
had
start
nine
playing with Clay.
Small plastic bags on her. She
wow.
Was, that's so awesome. They found four similar baggies believed to hold heroin, as well as two used syringes and a spoon on another passenger, identified as Faisal Abdullah, 25. Abdullah was released from custody because she is the only Indian person that lives there. And they didn't want that's racist. You can't put the only Indian person in jail for selling heroin. Heroin. You know.
Like, a la la, Indian feather.
I bet
right?
She was a good teacher, though.
Totally. Probably. She's totally laid back, lets them do what they want, and lets them fucking
hey,
poop
Hey, I don't give
and...
a fuck.
I bet she doesn't, dude. She's like, oh, you
Do
just
you? Would you? Did
threw
you?
Threw a crayon at me, and it hit me in the eye,
Could
and I just
you
don't
fuck
care.
That?
I can't see out of my left eye anymore, because you pierced it with a crayon.
Beer Bear says, even special ed students like nice titties. That's right. Her,
yes,
maybe...
Yes, and they stare hard.
I'm going to guess probably not the hottest chick. Just because she's 25 doesn't mean she's hot.
Remember our friend at Ozzypalooza?
Yeah.
He totally
dude.
Stared at my boobies.
He was awesome.
Hard.
Hell yeah.
Those kids stare at your boobies
he earned it.
Really hard.
He
and
earned
they don't
it.
Care.
That's
that
all
you
can
notice.
Do.
They don't care.
Would you care?
Notice.
Would you care if you were retarded like that? You would just stare at tits all day.
I guess.
And like so, frantically just rip your cock off. You'd try not to, but you couldn't help it because your retard strength. Like, damn this body of mine.
But you know, like when I catch Chris down at Anna's.
Just jerking off?
No, staring at my boobs. He'll be like, oh well, shit, and like look up.
Everyone's
It's really
at
funny.
Your boobs.
But, you know, I'll catch him and he'll look up, but. Special peoples, they just keep on staring. They're like, I don't care if you notice. This is where I'm at.
They don't know.
This is where
they
my
just
eyes
see
are
tits
staying.
And they're hungry.
It's totally cool. If they could do it, I bet you they would play the I'm blind trick and I need to feel you to see
now,
you.
Now, what if they just start jerking off, like, right there? And
then I would feel like I was at the zoo watching monkeys. It'd be kind of cool. Terrible. I just hope they don't throw poo.
Right.
Right.
Right. Would you rather, you'd rather take a shot in the semen mouth than a poo mouth?
I would.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. So, well, let's keep that theme going here.
Poo,
and
semen,
travel
or Down syndrome?
Lewiston, Idaho. So all of
or
the
heroin.
Above.
Oh, no. Okay.
A 50-year-old Florida man has been arrested after an Idaho girl. Okay. Let's call her Idaho.
Okay.
Reported the man exposed himself during a flight from Salt Lake City to Lewiston to the hoe. He's like, psh, cocking nuts. 17-year-old girl says she switched seats when the man sitting next to her began masturbating aboard the SkyWest flight. Would you totally just be like, you'd hit the button and it'd ding? And like, you're waiting and waiting. He's just fucking going to town. You're just waiting.
He's chilling.
The lady finally comes. And he's all finished by that point. And then you look like a bitch.
I feel jittery. Sorry.
Are you?
I just had to tell you.
No, please.
I'm jittery.
Definitely.
Like, I took off my sweater.
I see that. Free the twins, Beer Bear says. Free them.
Hanging out.
Let them run. Run free.
They're in that awesome
it's 2011 almost
thing I got. But,
3 minutes for some of our listeners, it will be. But we're going to
anyway,
have to be here all night.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I was trying to say that.
Jittery.
Yeah. I
like
went to
the
take
jitterbug.
Off my sweater because I'm a little sweaty in the pits, cold
no,
hands.
No, understandable. Take
between
him,
the brows.
You just want to just take them out?
Jaw moving all funny. No, but.
Do you want the HD cam? Should we just have two cams of her? Can we do that? What does that look like?
You just want like.
Can
you
I
want
just,
the HD cam?
Can I zoom
on
this in
and the regular
on,
cam just on?
Can I
know,
zoom this
like
in
face?
On your tits?
Anyway,
can I do
what
that?
I was gonna say,
I'm gonna try that.
Is,
I'm gonna really try to just
I hate
get.
You. I'm gonna stab you.
Hold on. No.
Because if this works right,
get right down on those tits there for you guys. I'm trying.
I'll stab you.
I'm trying. Oh hey.
Or
no,
I'll
we
kill
just
you with my.
We zoom in a little more.
Totally.
Is this working for you guys?
Probably not.
Are you cool with this?
My yeah. mic's probably in the way, you jackass.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How's that look?
Anyway, when I took the sweater off.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to, like, move around, because I haven't really been moving. I've just been, like, chilling here. Just
sure,
sitting
sure.
here. Like, my hands got all shaky, and my arms got all quivery and shit. So, maybe I need to move around more.
Yeah,
and
like,
I'll...
Do this.
It'll like
hold on.
It no, I'm not gonna bounce, you
all
jackass.
Right. Bounce.
Cause I'm dumb
bounce.
And blonde, right?
No.
Totally. If so, you had tits, that's
does
all
this
you
look
would
good
it,
with this HD camera, love?
Dude, is that camera seriously just on my
just
tits?
Like sitting on your tits, just. Burger says, be right back, need to do the New Year's thing.
Oh,
come on,
man,
with tits.
Dude.
New
what?
Year's with tits.
What?
Yay. Oh,
yay, here.
Yay.
Is that cool?
Nice HD 15 frames per second
tits. Here, there, I'll just jiggle them for
thanks.
You so I don't have to bounce
no,
anymore.
No, that's wonderful.
Is that cool? Are we done? We done with titties? Okay.
That's pretty
and the jittery
wicked,
went
cool.
away. Cool.
Okay.
I'm
and
cool.
And the what?
I said the jittery shit went away. I was shaky for a minute, but I'm cool now. So I still don't feel all speedy.
Really? You probably just didn't do enough, and that's probably a good
but,
thing.
Like I said before, dude, I've done a lot of blow, and...
And that?
Don't make a blow joke, because I said not to.
You sure have.
Oh, man. Oh.
Wanky wank.
Wanky wank. But
MJW says, sorry, were you saying something?
But even when I did blow, dude.
I better see some donations for Sam, because this is the last night. Come on, guys. I just need $100. $20 more. Thank
totally
you.
Off topic.
For your boobs.
Oh.
So go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I was staring at your boobs. Did you say something? I'm in trend. I don't know. Move your hand.
Oh, no. What? Sorry. Sorry. Totally.
Thank you.
No, when I do, even when I do a bunch of blow, dude, I can chill back and sit and watch a movie. I don't have to go fucking running around the neighborhood. Even doing Ritalin or whatever, it just makes me more focused and have more fun at work and shit. So it might not make me speedy, dude. It might not do that. It just might make me feel like this, which is cool because I've got a cool little buzz going on. Nothing like
crazy. Is it decent?
Crazy.
Like, really?
I feel good. It's nothing like fucking amazing. I haven't touched anything to be able to like know if rubbing textures is amazing.
Touch
or whatever.
And tips.
I have no idea. So awesome. I'm a little high, so that's cool.
Well, hey, good for you.
I got a buzz, and it's legal, so I could say I'm high on legal bath salts.
For now.
I'm high on bath salts. Woo!
Shit,
amazing.
Yeah.
But I can tell you I'll totally be able to go to sleep later. Totally. Without even having to take my Ambien.
Good.
So, unless I do more and it works.
So, to finish this story, the guy who was masturbating, you know what he said? Happy New Year, everybody. Who lives where Burger lives. He said he spilled Tabasco sauce on himself, which caused his crotch to burn and itch. I'm not masturbating. I'm itching my burning cock.
Ugh, dude.
This just feels really good.
I can't keep my hand in my pants.
My penis.
So
I beat my big fat penis. My penis.
You need to have a song that goes like that. No, dude.
No,
you probably
no,
need
no,
to
no,
make
no.
a beat that has a horn that goes.
FG, I know you're hearing this. Get on that. And hey, that hero track, how's that hero track sounding?
No, that's the one you kept playing over and over. Dude.
It's
great.
Dude.
Some of the chorus needs to be redone. Okay, we're going to
no,
to,
I know.
We're gonna have to do
I
some
just
things
put,
to it.
I just put shit there for you. I'm going to play that at
the
end of this show, because you guys, no one's ever heard this. I just recorded this today.
Like, the very first this words is, out of your mouth on that song, it doesn't even sound like you.
It's amazing.
It sounds so fucking
awesome
different.
And hardcore.
Yeah, it's really cool and everything.
This is the first FG beat for this new album. The rest, that other shit you've been hearing, those were Medi beats. This is the first FG beat that I've gotten for this, and I am...
What about
dude.
The I'm just here to say shit? Which
that was every day. That's a Medi beat.
Every day. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought we were doing something to one of your brother's beats. Which awesome one was your brother's beat?
That was the dub hop one.
Oh,
put your hands
okay.
up.
Was that the last one you recorded to his shit? Or
to Mark's, yeah. That's the only real... I think I have another one, but it's not really done.
Tell him to fucking...
I know, right?
Some more.
I know, right? Shit.
So...
But yeah, no, I'm pretty stoked how this came out. I'd recorded this. I spent like 3 or 4 hours making this.
Yeah, I know. I had to run all over the place for you today.
Thank you.
Running your errands and crap, wasting my gas.
You know it.
And I came all the way across town yesterday for you. Even when I could have been asleep.
Yeah.
And you were like, hey,
you wanted
to
come
I want
stay
you to
the
come
night
over here.
Here.
And I was like, oh, okay, I miss you too. I'll
I know.
Over.
You have to. You miss me.
So you have to be super nice to me tonight. So I get what I want tonight. Okay?
What do you want tonight?
It's all about me
I
tonight.
Tried to get you...
Go out and get me real blow. That's what I want tonight.
I'm sorry. I thought that would maybe... I read and it... You.
No, it's pretty
hey,
cool.
And just do more.
I wouldn't pay $30 for that
I
fucking bag.
Didn't either.
So...
Right.
Yeah. Good thing you got it for free, but...
Goddamn right.
I'll save the rest for Burger. He can do it all at once and tell me how that is.
Well, save it for when he comes down for whenever we have our next party, which will be this summer.
Which will be our wedding.
Yeah, after 2012. Sorry, dude. Not going to risk it. I know nothing's going to happen.
You know nothing's
not
going to happen.
Not
going to
risk it.
So
still,
why?
Not gonna, because not going to risk it.
So can we make our wedding date?
God, no.
December 31st, 2012. Because that's when God the world's supposed to end.
Listen, God might reveal himself.
So let's get married that day. No. We can have front row seats with all of our friends and family and shit. No. And like watch God come down and be like, you're going to hell. Fuck you.
Awesome.
We're all gathered here today to witness the end of the world.
To watch these two fuckers go to hell.
Right.
Peace.
God comes down and smites us first.
Moving on. Speaking about God, awesome. Paramedics took a man to a hospital for evaluation Sunday after his friend told police that he was talking in tongues. We call that speaking in tongues.
Okay.
Declaring himself God. I am God.
Too many people do this.
No.
Dude.
I am God. No, listen.
Turn my water into some kind of alcoholic beverage and I'll believe
you. I've been drinking wine all night. But you know why? Because I am God.
Really? Because it looks like water.
And threatening her with a knife, also. The woman said her friend asked her to accompany him to a movie, but she suggested they watch a movie at her apartment. Hey, I got a better idea. How about we watch one at my place?
Uh-huh. In my bedroom, because I have a TV in there, because I do that.
And then you know what? Guess who never watches a movie?
Oh, hey, like the millionth text message. Happy New Year, blah, blah, blah. I don't think I've texted anyone.
It's not New Year yet for us. We got 2 more hours.
Well, everyone on the East Coast is all... Okay, I'm from over there, right? Yeah. East Coast. And yeah, it's totally future over there.
We may have some East Coast, West Coast beef here in a minute.
I remember my first New Year's up here, my friend Avery called me and was like, hey.
Burger says, holy God. I'm never having kids or getting married. Shit just hit the fan where I'm staying.
But well, yeah.
Hey, happy new year, bro.
So.
I got an extra room here.
Before I moved up here, I had never been in another time zone, so I had never known how cool
that was. Is this the drug talking?
No.
Okay.
But my friend had called me the first New Year's I was up here. He calls me and he's like, hey, dude, happy new year. New Year's pretty awesome. We have teleportation and all this awesome news. He's like, we have instant transmission and blah, 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 and all this cool stuff. And he's like, so
we do.
Future's nice. He's like, you'll get it in like 2 hours. It's cool. Just wait. It's coming your way. I don't know. It was just really fucking funny to me. Back when that chick let him talk to me. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then she sucked his soul out of his asshole.
Yeah, they got married, had a kid. That happened,
so yeah, this lady, she's like, hey, we'll watch a movie at my place. They're having a conversation about God. Never a smart idea. She said, then he suddenly declared that he was God. He announced they were going to have sex. Hear ye, hear ye. We will now have sex.
Is that what we're doing right now? Is that for real? That's not sex. That's blowjob. That's oral sex. Whatever.
That's how sex starts.
That's not... No. No.
She told him that was disrespectful, and he insisted that
was
they
he
were...
seriously just like, hey, we're having sex now? Like, yo.
Yes.
My penis, your vagina.
He announced that they were going to have sex. She told him that was disrespectful, and he insisted they were going to have a sexual encounter and then picked up a pair of scissors. No, I insist. And when I say I mean God. I insist.
You must have coitus.
I insist.
With
I'm
God
going to
Almighty.
Kill you with these scissors. She ran into the bathroom, but he was God, so he threw the scissors across the room and ran into the living room.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he totally, like, tried to teleport, like, through the door and
right?
smashed into her
and then just,
her.
Like, cut himself.
Or, like, killed her with
She was fearful for him and followed. She reported that she saw him levitate for about 10 feet across the room. She feared he was going to go over the balcony, so she shoved a table across the door. He then picked up a knife. She defended herself with a curtain rod. She then grabbed a baseball bat. He began chanting, red, green, go, over and over and flying around the room. Hey, this guy was flying around the room.
Like a superhero or
he was,
like a deity?
He was flailing his arms and hit her. She struck him with the bat. He began speaking in tongues.
God, what are you
She then called 911. That, okay, that's over the line. Calling 911 now. No speaking in tongues. That, no, that's over the line.
Like that chick.
She was going to cast a Shabba-da-mama. Shabba-da-mama. She was going to cast a spell.
I'm so in love with Jesus Christ.
She was totally going to cast a spell.
Well, she was like, I'm gonna high be terrible. On God.
Fuck yeah. Have you ever been high on God?
No.
Dude.
Thank God. Ha, dude. Ha, ha. No pun intended.
No, dude. You don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know because
don't
I wasn't
know.
Forced that down my throat.
Well, I was, and let me tell you.
My dad let that go on
out.
For all of 2 years.
You're missing
preschool
out.
Preschool and kindergarten.
And hey,
went to a Christian school.
When you're in hell.
Then dad said, fuck that. She's going to a community
it's
school.
It's
going
to be hard to miss you when I'm in heaven. That's
or
all I'm
Or she can
saying.
Learn how to do drugs at like sixth grade.
I feel that was where my life took a positive turn for the better.
It's because I told daddy I didn't like wearing dresses to school every day because they made you.
Oh, and by the way,
and
she told the cops that he used steroids and GHB.
Oh.
Just, you know, the date rape drug, FYI. Oh.
So she used that intentionally
and then
went on the date with God?
Then he was texting her from the hospital and that he was not sorry for what had happened. You know why? Because I'm fucking God. God is not sorry ever.
I do what I want.
Pretty much.
I'm just going to call my son up and be like, hey.
Hey.
Why don't you pop out of her twat and
I'm going to need you
miserable.
To go die again.
For
why don't
my
you,
sin.
Why don't you... Why don't you pop out of her twat and go make her life miserable and then die for my sins?
Because this time I fucked
hey,
up.
Hey, Merry Christmas
mom.
To me. And he won't even be born on December 25th. He'll
probably
do it
not.
To be a dick. It'll be like fucking July 5th. He'll be like, yeah, it's you now. So there.
Wow, dude. So. I'm totally done talking about
all right,
God.
Berger sent this in about an amazing woman from Florida.
Oh, okay.
Her
I've
death.
I read this.
And chalk up one more thing that's killed more people than marijuana. Hmm?
A massager, right?
An electric neck massager,
yes.
Absolutely.
Nice.
It became ensnared on her necklace and strangled her.
Now, I could see that with one of those old school bead ones that you
right.
do like this with. That
no, this
like
one
those
was
old school car
I'm thinking
covers.
The one, it has like the little knuckles in it, like does this, it moves kind of.
And how the hell could that strangle
it
you?
It gets on your necklace and just.
If it moves too far and you're stupid and don't move it, you're an idiot. You should be dead. I'm sorry.
The 37-year-old physician, Michelle Ferrari Gegerson. No, I'm not a physician. I played one in a porn once. Had been wrapping gifts on Christmas Eve, then used the massager to relieve neck pain. Well, hey, it did do that, didn't it? Did it not?
It relieved her of life.
Well, do you have neck pain when
she
you're
has,
dead?
I don't know.
Boom.
I don't know if you have any pain after
pretty
you're
sure
dead.
You don't.
I've never been
I'm gonna
dead.
Go out on a limb. Well, I have. And I'm going to say no neck pain. So.
Will you have like
mission
neurological function for how mission many seconds after your
I've dead? Died like 100 times.
You probably feel something for a minute.
Her husband found her lying unconscious on the bedroom floor in their home in the Fort Lauderdale suburb of Parkland. Called the paramedics who came and pronounced her dead. They came and announced her. Paramedics found the neck massager on the floor next to the woman with a guilty look on its face. Investigators believe the massager got tangled on her necklace and tightened around her neck, caused her to lose consciousness, and then stop breathing. Her death is believed to be accidental, but maybe her fucking husband killed her. Dude, is that the best murder weapon ever?
Mila, he's like chalking it up with his buddies. He's like, dude,
you're fucking Brookstone neck massager? That fucking
right.
bitch?
Right, he's like, okay. I killed her with her own stupid gift.
Annie up, boys. I win.
Right? Can you make this look like an accident?
Oh, and FYI, more than 1,600 retards were hurt in 09 while using massage devices and or vibrators, which are combined in one category. That was down from more than 1,950 estimated injuries back in 08. Are you fucking serious? Hey, Darwin Awards. Each one of these individuals whose neck massager got the best of them should receive an award.
Like a
Darwin Award.
Plate next to their headstone.
Like a little neck massager
on their headstone.
A little gold neck.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the shape of a gold neck massager.
What part of Florida is she from?
Parkland.
I thought it said Fort Lauderdale.
Parkland, if you didn't know, was a suburb of Fort Lauderdale. Thank you.
Well,
where in the world is Carmen Sonic? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
I just love that shit.
Oh my god, it was horrible. Yeah, no. There was even a game for that shit, dude.
You do seem focused. What's up?
I feel like I took like
8 times 4.
It's 32. I hate math. Come on, seriously.
What's this guy's name?
No, dude. I feel like I took maybe 20 milligrams of Ritalin.
What's this guy's name?
But I'm not uppity, buddy Christ, with
fucking
my ring
A.
on it.
With my ring on it.
No, I feel like I took Ritalin without the uppityness.
What's buddy Christ doing?
Drinking holy water. Getting wasted.
So,
now he'll puke wine.
So
tell
wet.
Me he puked.
Blah, blah, blah.
This is an amazing New Year's show. Just to let you know. Wow.
This is for the live listeners. Gulp, gulp,
dude.
Gulp, gulp, gulp. Blah, blah. Ah, that's fun. Are we done?
Amham says my voice is even deeper, like I'm totally...
Did your balls drop?
...monotone and like, guys, I'm so focused
yeah,
right now.
Burger says all the
I
bad
need to
stuff.
Do a podcast.
No goods. It's time
I'm
to podcast.
So serious.
It's okay. Time to... So, a lot of people are getting hurt, and if you have one of these neck massagers, just, hey, be careful, huh?
I guess.
And hey,
whatever,
Packy
dude.
Rambo, welcome back.
So, what are your...
Do you remember Packy Rambo?
No.
Do you remember when we give him... Yeah.
Did you decide to make any kind of New Year resolution for yourself?
I'm going to have more sex. I'm going to try and have more... No.
No. Dude, I have been working so hard.
I'm going
to give you more sex as it is.
Love you more.
Thank you.
I'm going to...
That's a good one.
Have
sex. No.
No.
You're going to be
jerk
nicer
off.
To me.
I'll
there
be nicer.
Go.
I'm going to be a lot nicer to you.
Think about what you say before you say it to me.
Maybe.
Right.
MJW says, it's okay. Toni Braxton had a deep voice and she was fucking hot. Toni Braxton was hot.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
You know what's cool about
hot.
Having a deep voice?
What's that?
You can sing really cool stuff.
Get on the floor! Oh,
you
yeah,
just can't
that
do
too.
Christina Aguilera shit, okay? None of that. No Mariah Carey.
I'm just here to say.
But... But I could totally sing. I could totally
me.
Do like Pink.
Oh,
it's pretty
cool.
Weird.
Cool. Well, if
the
I
raspy chick thing.
If I need
I
a
could do that.
Dyke.
And
I'm gonna try and be nicer next
Gwen
year.
Gwen Stefani. Sometimes
I
can I hit
got,
her shit.
I got 2 more hours to just be rancid to you.
Oh, really? I'm on East Coast time, Broseph.
Get it's over here.
That you need to start now. Wait, so if we want to do it that way, then like I'm already in the future and you're like on
dude, I'm
the
so
other
far
time zone
in the
California.
Future. I'm
no,
on
you're
the
like
next
behind
eon.
Because you're
I'm
from
in the
over
next
there,
eon,
so
dude.
You hey, you're like another time zone
listen,
away.
I'm in the next eon.
No, dude, you're like the last to get the new year because you're from over there. I'm the first because I'm the bomb.
Okay.
Duh.
Are you ready for a story about
the
love?
The world moves for
let's
me
talk
first.
About love. Let's talk about
sex,
love.
Baby. Let's
no,
talk about
a police
you
officer's
and me.
Wife. Listen, a police officer's wife and daughter are accused of carrying out obscene sex acts on the same underage boy.
Oh man!
You have to see how crazy
that kid
this woman
is
looks,
so
dude. Look,
fucked in the head.
Look how nuts she is. Rachel Brock, 21, and Susan Brock, 48, apparently didn't know about each
she's
other's
like, yeah.
relationship with the youngster.
She's like, yep, I know.
I know, don't you know? It was so fun.
You know. I'm just,
he
I,
liked it.
I'm going to smile for
boy,
this.
Boy, howdy.
It's cool.
The younger woman is accused of carrying out sex acts with the minor, sending him nude photos and obscene videos when he was 14 and she was 18. Eh, that's... That's pushing it. If
14 and 18?
If she was if she was 14 and he was 18, I would say definitely not. But since...
Now, see, I have messed up before.
You are messed up. No, I know.
No, I have messed up before and...
Did you do more of that yet?
No. And I did some sexual things with someone I thought was my age.
Oops.
And I found out later on that he was not because
I went out
to get something in the kitchen and his parents were there. I didn't...
Oops.
I knew he lived with his parents,
were you
but
naked?
I didn't think that...
Were you naked? I'm going to jerk off right now.
No, tell I had gotten dressed and shit and I was like, dude, I'm thirsty. I'm going to your fridge. And he's like, my parents might be out there. And I'm like, okay, cool.
FYI.
But...
And my daughter.
I was around that age where like living with your parents was cool. Okay, so that was normal.
Hey, people are still at that age.
I was like 18
it is
or 19.
Cool. Sometimes it's cool.
And his parents were like, so, do you go to school and blah, blah, blah? And I'm like...
I'm your son's teacher.
No. I was like, I go to this school right now, and I'm leaving for Florida soon. And they're like, your parents are just going to let you go off all by yourself and blah, 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 and move that far away? And I'm like...
No, I'm like, I have to go now.
I was like, what? And...
That's awkward, right?
Yeah, really. I found out he was 14 years old.
Whoops.
And I was like 19.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I could not believe what I had just did with...
Was it just wicked good? Like, did he rock your fucking house?
At that age?
Did he fuck like a champ?
Seriously,
like
dude.
Matt
Well,
Lee?
I fuck like
did
a
you
champ.
Eat
and
shit,
I made
Dana?
It happen like a champ. But
fuck yeah.
Seriously,
that's
for a
14-year-old,
I was like,
weird.
Are you serious? You're hung like a horse for 14.
Whoa.
I was so shocked.
Inappropriate.
To find out his age, dude. I was like.
Like donkey dick, like baby arm
well,
with an
like
apple.
A man's penis, you know? Like.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to some, you know, like. If I'm going on a date with a dude, he's 28, 30, I expect to see a man's
a
penis.
Cock.
Okay?
Like mine.
That's what I saw on a. 14-year-old.
Is this a man? Hey,
God damn it. So totally this, red flag. I am in trouble.
Is this a man's penis?
Can I get in trouble for this?
Is this a man's penis?
That's what I expect to see. That's
like
a man's
this, right?
Penis. Right.
Like what? Okay.
Like that 14-year-old boy had.
Is this dick bigger than mine?
I totally had to give you that comment.
Dude.
That was great.
Weak.
No.
Dude.
I don't know. I was fucking 18 or 19. All I know is
dude,
that it felt
weak.
Great, and I was totally mind blown that I just had that amazing of sex with that young of a person.
MM says, right. Dana, if things would have gone wrong, you'd have to report as a sex offender wherever you go now.
I ended up being good friends with his mom later on.
Hi, Dana.
Which is weird.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah, is that weird? I ended up being good friends with his mom.
Of course you did.
After she
found
out
how
old I was,
age.
She was like, oh my God. Did he not tell you how...
You're my age. Have you seen his dick, though? I know.
I did not
do God,
that,
creepy. So. Fuck. So, kind of like what happened to Dana here, this young woman is accused of carrying out the sex acts, right? 14, she was 18,
okay.
Same time.
I feel
he was
pain.
Meeting her mother okay. for sexual trysts at the same what? Time.
Oh my
god. Did your
god.
Mom bang that kid too because of
this
his big monkey
This 14-year-old is
cock?
Not being abused by any means, okay? He's like...
She would pick up the boy from school and drive him to secluded areas to perform obscene acts on him. What kind of acts are those? Is that acts, bodies? What are you doing? Two women from Phoenix suburb of Chandler, Arizona are being held without bond.
Sometimes said, it's a winner.
Neither of them had any idea the other was involved with the boy. You have a situation where you have a mother who's abusing a juvenile victim, seemingly unknowingly to the daughter, or vice versa, and the daughter is also abusing the same victim. I just can't imagine a mother and daughter having this conversation, and the investigators say they don't have anything indicating the two of them knew about it. How awkward was Christmas dinner?
Really?
I want to introduce you.
So, okay, another effect of this.
No,
I just want to go
I
ahead and reveal to you real fast
you.
That I've noticed.
Oh, please.
I can't do two things at one time.
That's what it said, huh? You are like uber focused.
I can't read the chat and pay attention to what you're saying at the same time like I normally can. Like,
weird,
I'm
huh?
over here reading this and I can hear you. I can hear the words you're saying, but they're not making sense in my head.
That's fun.
And I'm like, I go to turn back and I'm like,
one study
I know what he was talking about before I looked at the chat, so I'm going to go with that.
One study I saw said that it was really good for studying. And yeah. like, your memory recall the next day when you took your test was really good. Like, more so than it normally was.
It's
for
like
him.
Ritalin, dude.
Right. That's what he basically compared it to.
Yeah. I'm sure a normal person, this would make them
Could
speedy.
You inject it? You think it's an injectable?
I
Did
wouldn't.
It taste impure?
No. No,
interesting.
Tastes like I said, it tasted better than blow. Like than well, better than the best blow we've
Blow's
had.
Blow's disgusting.
Oh, blow is so beautiful. Makes
you
me wet
can
in my pants.
Say that again,
dude.
Wanky wank.
I love it when you can just.
Hit I'm
me
looking
in the
forward.
Face and I can't feel it.
Burger
so
says, "Do it, Matt. Fuck oh it. God. Inject that shit." Yeah, thanks. Listening with my mother.
No,
hell
I'll
yeah,
do a little
party.
Bit more and see if it does anything. But if it doesn't, then...
Sure, why not?
Whatever.
We have two... We have 1.5 hours to burn.
Well, my New Year's resolution wasn't to give up doing drugs, so...
Who, mine
it's not
wasn't?
Like I'm gonna
I
stop
didn't say that.
At that point when...
Shit.
It turns to right. Because I'm not Shit. Stopping doing my... My extracurricular activities. I have fun, sir.
You should all. We should all have fun. 2011.
And you know
let's
what?
Have fun.
You know what?
Hey, 2011.
I am
have fun.
A stereotypical 20-something.
You're
I
a pretty hot
things,
20-something.
But I don't smoke pot. Did you see that Facebook comment?
Did you see what I wrote? Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? What I'm referring to is the fact that somebody earlier today at work. Sorry. Was like, hey, we should totally get high right now. And I'm like, on what? And he's like, pot. And I'm like, no. I'm like, nah. No. I'm like, nah. He's like, really? You don't smoke? I'm like, no. I just, I don't know. Doesn't I don't like it anymore. And it doesn't do what it does for you guys, for me. And he's like, oh, man, that's crazy. And I'm like, okay. And I walk away and continue doing my shit that I'm supposed to be doing at work. And trust me, I would not have been able to do anything if I had gotten high on weed.
MJV says, my New Year's is to give up cigarettes and soda, but I will probably fail that resolution in the next 24 hours. Burger says, cigs for me in the next few days. Beerber says, I'm going to give up quitting shit. I should be able to keep that
one. There you go.
Holla.
There you go. There you go.
I ain't quitting shit.
The only time I drink soda is at work.
I'm going to write more rap songs.
That's good.
I think I'm going to keep with the cigarettes. I enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm still not ready to give that up yet.
Keep doing the pot unless Amham's ready for his bet.
Dude, in April, it'll be 10 years I've been smoking.
Fuck yeah, hey.
Holy shit. Wow,
fuck
dude.
Yeah.
Ow! Oh, my God.
Happy fucking month. Oh,
my.
That's
a century,
I feel good for
dude.
You.
Dude, 10 years. Is that his weight? Which one is a...
I'm gonna let you guys have that one.
Century's 10 years, right? Or is that... Fuck, which one, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Will you help me? Decade. Right, century's 100. Yes! Something, 1,000? Whatever, it's bigger than, thanks.
Your New Year's resolution?
to do better with
to
math.
Google more shit.
use Google more.
You have, oh, I love you, baby.
I couldn't think
hey.
Of the fucking word. I hey. Knew what I was trying to say.
Hey,
I love you. At least... I know what I'm trying to say most of the time, okay? Like, when I was writing that fucking show note thing, you're like, you said it right, you just used
beer,
the wrong word.
Beer, oh, weather and weather?
Right, right.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
I try.
Beer Bear says, Danny should give up wearing shirts on the show for 2011.
Oh, yeah.
You totally give up the shirts, gonna... I'll give up the pants, and somewhere we'll meet in the middle.
But anyway,
and
so...
dance.
I posted on Facebook about... I was like, why is it... That every time I say I don't smoke pot, that somebody gives me this really shocked looking fucking
right,
face.
Right, because you're dating me, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, but did you see what I commented after you said that?
Oh, no.
I said, dude, I've been getting that since before I was dating you, and I get that even when people don't know who you are or even know that I'm dating
Shit,
someone.
Shit, bitch, everybody knows my name. And I'm Sam Sneak.
Josh had a good point. Josh from the used to be Big Mouse podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Big Mouse podcast?
Yeah, I have a sweet shirt of theirs that totally encases my rack perfect. I need more shirts like that. But I get good tips from the bartender dude when I wear that shirt. But
oh, also for 2011, gonna try and get some Jam Hole merch for
yes,
you guys.
We need to do that. Get a business loan because we're awesome. But fucking no. He said he's like you fall into the stereotype. He's like you're 20 something. You know you. It's the way you present
Did
yourself.
Did you tell him that was racist?
No, because I'm not, you know, one of those stuck-up chicks that grew up in a high-class area or something. I'm not like,
sorry.
Oh, my God, so, like, hi, how you doing? No, I'm a laid-back, normal, fucking, down-to-earth person. So most of those people, like you and I, smoke pot.
Yep.
And that's how they deal with day-to-day life, but...
Pretty much,
dude.
That's how I deal with my kids.
Almost
fucking
everybody
smoke pot.
I have ever worked with in a kitchen smokes pot. Every single fucking person. There was one
now,
off kitchen.
Is that because...
That was weird.
You suck at life, and so you work in a kitchen, and so you smoke pot to deal with that? Or
no.
Did you smoke pot, which made
no.
you suck at life? Of course not. Pot makes
no,
you good.
No, you just chose to smoke pot, and it...
Red Fox, my
makes
man!
Makes funner.
Red Fox! Happy New Year, motherfucker.
It's not the New Year.
What's
yet.
Your New
Happy
Year's?
Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve, motherfucker. Where's your resolution, son?
Wait, where's he at? Is it New Year's for him yet?
Is it New Year's for you? I don't know.
Sorry.
No,
this is
yes, caller. You're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Oh, hey.
It's Red Fox.
Oh,
Ham. What's go? Oh.
Oh, right.
Hey.
S9 Scheisse, hey. What's going on, dude? Happy fucking New Year, huh?
I'm going to do some more of this fake
too.
Drug stuff and see
okay.
if anything else
Did you
happens.
Catch the beginning of the show where I gave Danny some fake drugs?
No, I just turned you guys on, and I just want to say, I just want to correct and say that Danny is not a normal, down-to-earth, regular girl.
Well...
I'll agree with
I guess
that.
People...
Sure.
I'm just messing.
No, well, let her explain why she is. This will be good.
No. I guess people like myself smoke pot, and I consider myself to be normal. But I guess other chicks are like, hey, whatever. Like, how you doing? I guess those are normal. I don't know.
Sure.
Which one's normal? You fucking tell me.
Sure. Red Fox, New Year's resolution. Go.
To send Danny more
do a better podcast.
Awesome anime.
Thank you. Hey.
And hentai.
To do a better podcast. If we can all just make a little promise to ourselves and each other to podcast better, 2011 is going to be our year.
I mentioned that in the show notes.
Podcast better, guys.
Saying that I was going to...
This is our year.
Take in spork life
roast,
better.
The
so
jam
I
hole.
Give it to the fans
huh?
better.
It's our year. Hotbox, so. Spork roast, jam hole. It's our year.
Rich...
Nice, man.
We got the trifecta right there.
Fucking are your.
Sure.
Are your.
Are your.
Year.
Our right. year.
Thank you, Red Fox.
Come on,
what
Rosa.
Are you doing tonight?
Enunciate.
I'm in bed.
Super in sweet. Bed. What time is it there?
Do you want some fake cocaine?
Wow, it's not even one. It's not even midnight.
We're only an hour ahead of you.
I know. What the fuck, dude? It's not even New Year's for you yet, and you're going to bed? You're just going to go to bed and wake up anew.
All my friends in FL are
like,
I'm
lying here waiting, just watching you guys.
Nice.
We're going to have a ball that drops. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be Matt's left testicle because that one's still
hanging,
there.
Just
right.
hanging out.
Right. Ever since the surgery, it hasn't been the same.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Well, thank you for
cool.
the call, Red Fox. I'm going to make my co-host cry now.
Oh, okay.
All right, have fun with that.
All right.
I dare you to try.
Red Fox, everyone. Thank you. Sporkroast.com. He turned me on to another podcast called Nice Men. I actually...
That's something you totally need is another podcast.
Digging those guys.
To.
No, yeah, it's...
You listen to entirely sometimes, too many fucking podcasts,
can you believe
dude.
It, though? Sometimes...
I can't do that.
Listen, sometimes I run out of podcasts. Can you believe that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, sometimes.
Dude, I can maybe listen to one podcast.
Well, yeah.
And I don't even get all of it because
I'm
cooking and I have noise everywhere.
I do it all day.
and I have to pay attention to other shit. You're just driving around, and that's all you have to pay attention to is.
Hey, I'm a good
what's
driver.
What's going through the fucking stereo?
I have so much experience points driving.
Yeah, but you don't have to like multitask.
If life was an RPG, dude, I'd be like level 80.
You don't have
driver.
To run around and do a bunch of like.
Shit, I run up and down stairs all day carrying jugs.
Do you run from a flat top to a grill to a
shut
fryer,
up. Shut
to
up,
an
cook.
Oven
shut up,
to
cook.
A salamander
shut
to
up.
Fucking whatever
blah, blah, blah,
else?
Blah.
Come on. Because I do
no,
that all
but,
day, and I'm not able to pay attention to what's being said on the fucking podcast I'm trying to listen to.
I
even
have.
Even when it's DV and it's irrelevant to anything.
I've been liking. DV is always good. Oh. I like the new format.
Timmy, I love you.
I like the new format.
Always.
I have an amazing idea, and I'm going to start in 2011.
Are you going to do your intro? Like.
What?
Hey, freaks.
No. What? No.
Crazy
just a project. I have a cool idea for a project that I'm going to do. It's going to be more Hotbox
related.
You're going
to have to work on your intro.
Are you going to be okay with that? Hey, Jealousy, Gin Blossoms.
You're going to be cool with this? You're going to do something on the side with another... What?
Whoa.
What?
Slow your roll. Honey. No, it's going to be more Hotbox related. If you
okay, and what is it? What's your idea?
Catch my drift. I'm not even gonna say.
What's
I'm
it involve?
Just trust.
Just the hot
me.
Box that it involves you in the hot box.
Just me.
Does it involve
much.
Me at all?
Not at all.
No.
Maybe a little
do
bit.
A bunch of
like
weed,
a tiny.
Okay.
Just what?
Weed hip hop.
Just trust
sounds
me.
Sounds like you. And
just
the
trust
hot
me.
Box
trust
podcast.
Me. This is gonna be good.
So it involves me somehow.
I'll try.
Oh great.
So
try to involve me to fucking. Veer away from the jealousy and bitching. Is that what you're
this
insinuating? Because that's what I'm getting out of it.
This dude.
I have to bring my girlfriend or she'll get mad. God. She'll think I'm sleeping with you.
Oh, please. Because, you know, he fucks like a champ and all. I don't know if you know this or not. Do you? You
dude,
better not.
Dude.
Listen.
Dude. Was that your other co-host?
How pissed would
dude,
you be?
I would fucking blow a cat.
Hey, Dana, eat shit.
Dude, I don't think she would ever, ever have the cojones to ever say that to me, dude. I don't think she, even if she hated my guts, I don't think she'd ever
that
say
would
that
be
to
so
me.
So epic.
Seriously, I highly doubt she could ever say that to, yeah, without dying. Right.
Are you going to do all of that?
If it actually gets me, like, a coke high, maybe.
It's not gonna, I'm pretty sure.
Well.
So, we gotta finish the story and wrap this thing up, because it's, like, an hour and a fucking half.
Well, I thought you were like, we got, like, this much
oh,
time
no,
left
do you want to roll?
I thought
roll
you were rolling until the fucking
we
new
can.
Year. I was like, whoa.
We can if you want.
What time
I don't
is it
fuck.
Right now?
It's like 10:40.
Maybe we'll take a break and come back. Around like 11:30.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
And then we'll have just a special thing for live
yeah.
listeners.
Sure.
Maybe throw it in the feed if you feel like it.
Sure. Me shooting up that fucking bath salt.
Fucking A. I don't know if that's legal.
Excuse me.
I know the bath salt's legal, but shooting it up's probably
no,
not.
No, but I have a song that no one's ever heard that I seriously finished writing and recorded today that I'm pretty proud of, so.
That one you kept. Okay, right.
To the FG beat.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
The one you were like, dude, this,
so,
you have to listen
this
to
guy,
the headphones.
Well, yeah, the headphones help because I just real quick EQ'd it forehead. I listened to the headphones and that was
that's
it.
Great and everything, but everybody else that doesn't have that awesome sound quality of shit to listen through, like,
get
what
some
are they
Bose.
Getting? They're getting shit that they can't even hear because they don't have speakers that
that's not
hold
my fault.
That bass or whatever. So.
That's like, not my fault.
I can't hear that fucking awesome bass line.
These?
On
you have
that,
to have
on that.
A pair of these. Dude. To
like,
understand.
Like, listen to the difference between this and this because Mark
dude,
adjusted it and I was like, I don't understand.
You have
and
no idea.
It's, I hear it through that and yeah, I hear the difference, but for normal people who don't have that, they're like, I don't fucking understand.
Oh, well,
understand
you need to
did.
Get on that then.
They're not going to appreciate it at all.
Well worth
because
it.
Because
if you like audio, well worth it. Trust. It's so good.
Brother
so,
of mine, you owe me a pair of headphones because you broke mine.
Yeah, what's up asked. With that? He like annihilated.
I talked to him today about it.
What did he do?
He's like, oh, tell everyone. I fucking took a trip up to my parents' house, which is way out in the middle of nowhere, and I have to put it in four-wheel drive and all that stupid
shit. Everyone knows that. Tell them what happened. Your skull candies were broken. Tell them who broke them. Your brother.
Headphones.
Moving on.
And I find out they're fucking broken, and I find them in my brother's room, broken. So that pisses me off even more, because I left them in a box in my room in the closet. So that means he went digging through my shit to find stuff. Found my headphones and decided to take them to Bab with him, where he works with his girlfriend or whatever. And they broke in his backpack or some shit. And I'm like, dude, did I even tell you you can fucking take those? Did I even tell you you can borrow those?
Nope.
Say, hey, I'm going to be borrowing these for a little bit.
Kick him in his nuts?
Let me know. I didn't even know until I fucking found them broken, dude. Shit. I just fucking bought them and... You were with me. They were like fucking 50, 60 bucks, brand new, and I hardly ever used them, and I accidentally left them up there when I moved all my shit back there when I was mad at you.
Pretty pissed.
They were brand fucking new, dude.
Yeah.
And my... Dude, he does this to me all the time. I fucking went down to Florida.
Tell him. Fuck yeah.
I had went down to Florida and left some shit at the house, of course, you know,
because
can't carry everything with you, right?
No, you can't.
I left an awesome Invader Zim messenger bag
there. Dude, weak.
Okay, it said prepare for doom, and it had Invader Zim on it, and then when we flipped it open, it had Gurr in the awesome,
on the outside,
it had him in the suit, and on the inside, it had him naked.
Yeah.
And it said, I'm naked, or whatever, and it had a cupcake on one side.
Of course it did.
Fucking awesome.
And the cow, and the pig.
Whatever. I had to order it offline. That's how fucking amazing it was, and I didn't even have a fucking debit card or any way to do that, so whatever. I come back, like... A few months later from Florida, and I'm going back to school, and I'm like, where's my bag? And I fucking find it in my brother's closet, and the entire bottom of it is ripped out.
Oh!
He's like, I used it for my books and stuff for, you know, going to school or whatever, because he's in fucking whatever freshman year or whatever back then. And I guess he fucking put all of his school shit, which he's one of the kids that actually carried all of his books around with him. So he had like fucking 50 pounds of books and shit.
I never used my locker at all.
Dude, nothing came out of my locker. First day of school, got my books, cool, in the locker.
Dude,
it never came out until I had to fucking give them back.
I would have killed for a Kindle. You know?
Yeah, dude.
Like, that would have been way better.
It would have saved my Invader Zim bag.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I didn't care about school, so I didn't break bags.
A netbook with the Kindle app, even.
The only thing I ever used my fucking... books for, unless they're an art book, then I actually use them. If I used a school book, it was for breaking
you don't really need to know stuff to be an art teacher, and you know, except just drugs and
actually you have to
I know.
Yeah, you have
to know lots.
No, not very much actually. You just have to, you know, basically take art school
for
a while.
Yeah, sure.
You have to be, it's kind of hard because you have to be able to get the fucking scholarship to go to an art school that gives you...
Has Danny done the rest of that bag yet? Fuck.
No, I'm totally going to give it to you.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Beer Bear says Danny has said more in the last 10 minutes than the last 5 Jam Hole episodes.
I feel like focused, so...
Fuck yeah, dude. Focus.
Maybe it's working. I don't.
A lot of trip reports
feel
said
like crazy
we
high.
Need. I need to do something. I just can't sit here. Fuck.
Oh well, I could totally sit here and zone out. But
nice.
I can sit here and talk too. I don't know. It doesn't feel like a crazy coke high or anything. I don't know. It doesn't feel like ecstasy to me. But I think I have bunk ecstasy. So.
You gave me this. You gave me this bunk ass shit.
Yeah, I want a refund.
I want a refund of nothing for this.
I want my lint that was attached to my finger back. It's on your floor right there.
So, this guy, he filed to divorce the wife, right? I cannot divorce my daughter, though, he said. She is my blood, and I will always be her dad, and she needs me now.
You can fucking
now
give them
more
up.
More than ever.
Be like, I disown you, bitch. That's basically divorcing your kid, right?
Fuck yeah. Get out of here, hoe.
I am letting you emancipate yourself. You're gone. Done.
The teenager, who's now 17, told the cops that she would pick him up from school or his house and drive him to secluded areas where they would perform sex acts in her car. However, they never had full intercourse. Full sex, no good.
Just never.
Hey.
How old?
Down on the banks of the hanky panky where the bullfrog jumped from bank to bank.
Oh my god.
Do
you remember that?
Oops.
I don't remember.
Full intercourse.
How old? Sorry?
17 now. 14 then.
No. You know what? Fuck. I did a lot of. Okay. That's
yeah, thank you.
Example.
Let's reiterate that fact.
No, I did a lot of things. I lost my virginity at 13. Okay. That's not abnormal for a 14 year old to be out.
Absolutely.
Dirty things.
Absolutely. She touched him inappropriately back in 07 on a trip to California. They then had sexual contact again in a car around a month later and again at her home.
I kind of don't want to snort this.
Don't. Hey, no,
I remember
don't.
The last
no.
time, and it was like,
because we're about done. We're done. So, no, don't.
Well, I want to see if it actually.
Really? We're going to take a break and then come back and ring in New Year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep the feet on and just have some tunes playing.
Okay.
Starting off by this brand new track called The Hero. I'm so excited.
Okay.
For you to sing over this. Like, this is seriously.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
We recorded this right before the show, like I did.
Do some, like.
I spent, like, 4 hours with this. This is what 4 hours
shit, like,
of me. I finished writing it. It wasn't done being written. I finished writing it. I revised it. I wrapped it. And then I recorded it. And then I EQ'd it just a bit.
You know what? I'm sorry. You know what I found? I'm really good at singing.
What?
Country music.
Of course
so
you are.
I am so fucking good
that
at mimicking
southern twang?
Women's country music. Like,
fuck
Reba
yeah.
McEntire.
Let's
fucking,
do that. Fuck hip hop. Yeah,
dude,
there.
Gretchen
I said it.
Wilson.
I said it.
The
fuck
Dixie
hip-hop.
Chicks. Fuck all that stuff, dude. I hit it perfect, and it's fucking awesome for some reason.
Fuck
like,
hip-hop.
Remember when I karaoke'd Fancy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were totally horrid.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk.
Terrid.
But like in here doing dishes, I was like, dude, I can't get this country song out of my head. And I kept singing it. And dude, like.
Hey, Braden's in the chat. Hey, Broseph.
Hey, dude, come do some fake drugs with me.
What's
come snort some bath salt with me. It'll be great. We'll talk each other's ear off till 2011.
It's fun, trust me.
Right. Cool.
Okay.
Let's do it. You've done a lot of blow too. It wouldn't do anything for you.
Whoa. On blast. Welcome, dude.
Allegedly,
shit.
Maybe.
Shit.
Who hasn't done a lot of blow? Come
shit.
On. Unless you're a straight edge kid, which
it's
we
not,
all not.
Wow. It's not the K2 stuff. This is called White Rush.
Yeah.
Not White Russian.
Here, I'll show it to you in my camera.
Camera 2. Check it. Fake Coke. It's MF. What was it? MFDP. It's
I don't know. It's
MDPV.
It's a lot finer.
It's MDPV
than regular cocaine. It's like baby powder almost, and kind of sticks together, type of deal.
Yeah, Brayden doesn't do drugs.
Oh right, I forgot.
Brayden says all I heard was DP.
Oh totally.
Funny because it does actually make bitch honey.
You should come over and we'll do some of that.
You want a little DP? A little MDPV?
It reminds me of that 14-year-old.
MDHPV.
Are you on like a 14-year-old brain?
Oh god.
And I mean that in nothing but an awesome sense.
Like hung, like forearm to baby apple head, just boom.
Like a man.
Okay. That's okay. Terrible.
Okay.
Terrible.
So you were doing a story, weren't you?
I was going to just wrap it up with this Florida story for
okay.
you. This 42-year-old gentleman, his car was stuck while he was driving along some railroad tracks. Railroad tracks.
Oh.
He was wearing nothing but an inside-out shirt. Just a shirt. That's all. Nothing else.
Nope. Pantalones.
No pantalones. It was an 05 Mitsubishi Gallant.
Oh. Maybe a
nice.
Seats he's
just
to
pushing that whip along some railroad tracks when the vehicle became stuck in gravel and bushes.
I know what he was trying to do.
The man tried to call for help by honking his horn. That's it. I didn't like hot. I was
like
just honking
out of the car.
Honking my horn.
Right.
Somebody really.
Just, yeah. I'm going to make as much noise as I possibly can, and maybe that'll save me.
The man said he's driven by the railroad tracks before without any problems. No incident.
Okay.
When asked why he was nude from the waist down, he said, hey.
It was hot.
No reason.
Oh. I was going to say it's hot and I have leather seats and the air conditioner was on and it's fucking awesome when you first get in.
Officer Seriously. Said the man's ill mother, for whom he is the only caretaker, was a factor in deciding not to charge him with obstructing or interfering with a railroad track. The man says, quote, I won't do this again. That's so awesome. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this thing up and then... Are we even going to record when we come back? We're just going to hang out, huh?
Well, we can record if anything of interest.
We
got to
wrap this up and save that then. Right. So, all right. Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year.
We're going to have a good 11. Right. What are we going to say? 1-1?
Whatever.
1-1.
We'll figure it out.
We're just going to say 1.
Next show. How's that? Next show, you'll fucking find out.
Can we say 11-ge? We should make that.
I don't know, dude.
Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/live.
New Year's resolution.
Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
Is to try more new drugs. There you go.
Let me see those.
What?
New Year's resolution? More 3D.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Pirates of the Caribbean.
And not the fake shit.
Looking forward to
the
that.
The real shit.
Yeah. Go buy one of those fucking
3D In
TVs. 3D.
Rainbow screens and all that shit. Hey, good hip hop. Thejamhole.com/music. Yeah. Soundcloud.com/thejamhole. That's where that dub hop track's at. It's not anywhere else except for there.
And there will be tracks with me on them.
Shit, yeah. Yay. Singing and shit.
Singing.
And, yeah.
With my awesome
Thank
low
you guys.
Man voice.
Danny's going to do some more of this shit. I'm going to do some more of that shit.
Right.
And we'll be back to bring in the new year. This is The Hero. No one's ever heard this before. This is brand new shit. Enjoy this.
Okay. Peace. So... Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.